The speaking of CT's hydrography. I shoreline easted, and it became clear for me to see the state of CT's NHD hydrography. The roadrunners rove over its river resources and writhes, as it really goes to show that the nodes never lie, showing intersections of where the two aligned and intertwined, that is, over time. It began from the mountaintops, from which streams perennially started to mourn, and being all weird out and forlorn, you hear them cry, "Are we all damned to scorn?" And abutting this is every fish's wish to matter again, a natural hoping of their offspring not getting caught in the latter end. They swim upstream saying, "Up and up, our fish ladder, ascend." So who else will bridge these gaps galore, with swamp marshes mellowing out as they approach the seashore, yet canals calling out, "I think we've all been ditched, we abhor it." And yet, did anyone hear the voice of the sound clearly, with its aquatic life resting in the bosom of its bounds yearly, silently echoing, "Who shall protect the body round my estuary?" Taking these words in mind, I shoreline easted back west, with the frozen river's iciness reflecting the sun's incandescence as it sets. I then shut my eyes in thankfulness, then doze off and rest, seeing squiggly blue lines in my sleep, knowing the power at hand over each reach does speak, all commissioned still over waters of Steward Run CT Deep.